The Tribe is back home tomorrow. Of course, they've got one tonight down in the Queen City taking on the Cincinnati Reds, and then they come home tomorrow to take on the Reds tomorrow, and then again on Thursday to begin a 9-game homestand. And here to talk some more Tribe with us is Chris Ossenheimer of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Chris, thanks for giving us some of your time to talk some Tribe here today. I guess we'll begin with the starting pitcher for the Tribe tonight. Carlos Cookie Carrasco has been out the last 9 days. It was a pectoral muscle injury that kept him on the shelf for a little while. But now that he's back on the slab tonight, gotta like the Tribe's chances taking on a rookie lefty. They only scored a run yesterday. And I think if you look at the entire body of work, they've done a nice job of scoring runs, but we always come back to this. You spend $60 million on Edwin Encarnacion. Is it getting to that time of the year now where now we can throw the excuse out the window that it's too early to worry?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's still way too early. But as far as Edwin's concerned, I mean, I think you've seen it recently. He's shown some signs of life, had a couple good games. And I think that he'll continue to go on that path. And I think that, and I don't really think there's a cause to worry about the guy. I mean, sure, you know, when you sign a guy for that much money, and he's supposed to come over here and hit home runs and drive in runs, you want that immediately. But I think you know, we'll look at the end of the year and we'll see that he's maybe not hit the 42 home runs that he hit last year, but I think his power numbers will be fine, and I think he's starting to get hot right around now, actually.
Hey, Chris, what about Mike Clevenger? He's had some really strong performances in the starting rotation, filling in for Corey Kluber. Any thoughts to where he may be going here as Kluber gets healthy?
If you would have asked me maybe a couple weeks ago, I would say that, you know, you would have to take a strong look at him, and I still think you would, but I just don't think they're ready to make a decision and just yank one of their starters out of the rotation this early. I mean, you're right, though. Mm-hmm. Clevenger has certainly given them something to think about. You know, if Bauer goes into another one of his extended tail spins, or, you know, Danny Salazar hasn't been great, but he has so much talent. I just think that they're hesitant to just send those guys down, because that's going to kill both either one of those guys' confidences. Mm-hmm. And I know it's about winning games, and you can't worry about hurting feelings and things like that, but I just don't think we're to a point where they're going to yank one of those guys. So I think he's would most likely go back and give them that depth at AAA.
We're talking with Chris Ossenheimer of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram about the Tribe. And boy, let's stick with Salazar for a second. And he is just having a tough go of it at the beginning of this season. Really seems like he hasn't been himself since the All-Star break last year. I mean, he was lights out in the first half of 2016. But when you watch him pitch, Chris, what is it exactly? I mean, I don't know. When I listen to the games on radio and I watch him on TV, you just see these flashes. He's got such great stuff, but it really kind of seems like something's missing between the ears right now.
Well, I think that's always been, you know, the case with him, you know, pretty much for his entire career. He's got the stuff, which shows by the high strikeout totals that he's put up. And I just think it comes down to location, making mistakes, and the mental aspect, you know. And I think that's what's plagued him throughout his career. But, I mean, like you said, the guy was an all-star last year, and he certainly has proven that he can do it on the major league level. So that's why you maybe have some patience with a guy like that, because he has such great ability that it's really tough to give up on a guy like that. But, yeah, at some point, you know, I mean, I don't know, are you all right with this? Is maybe your fourth or fifth starter, but not as, you know, as your third, or I guess he would be the third, obviously, with Carrasco and Kluber. But yeah, it's always been that mental aspect with him, and he's still yet to figure that out. And the big thing for him now, though, is he's healthy, so he doesn't have any more excuses. So he's got to just figure out his last start was better than he's been for much of the year. So maybe he's on a path to figuring something out. But I did think it comes down to making the right pitches at the right time, and he hasn't been able to do that on a consistent basis.
How realistic do you think an option it might be to maybe, and here's why I throw this out there. You mentioned this earlier. You don't want to send these guys down because it would be a big kick to their confidence. Although at some point you do have to send a message. Do you think it's a viable option, maybe not to send Salazar down if this continues, but maybe to put him into the bullpen?
I guess that would be – I just don't think that's going to be an option. And I think that he's viewed as a starting pitcher, and I think that, you know, there's been that talk with Bauer, too, whether you maybe put him in the bullpen to figure some things out. But I don't think they're there with Salazar yet. I mean, I really don't. And I think that they think that he's going to figure something out. And obviously, if he doesn't, then that's a big deal. But, I mean, you keep looking at those strikeout totals, and so I just feel like that they're gonna keep him in the rotation. I mean, that's a big move to pull your number three starter and put him in the bullpen. And I don't think he's performed his performances have been bad enough to warrant that at this point.
And with Corey Kluber making a start Thursday at AAA Columbus, it certainly seems as though things are progressing nicely. And it looks like, you know, if things go well, they may be able to get him back maybe as soon as next week or the week after. What are you hearing about Corey Kluber and his progress?
Yeah, well, I mean, he threw that simulated game against the Lake County Hitters, and I think he's going to throw another one of those. And you would expect, you know, I mean, the problem with that is it's a back issue, you know. I mean, it would be a shame for them. I'm sure they're going to proceed, you know, even if he has to make another one, maybe two rehab starts. You don't want a guy to go to have a lingering back issue, especially not your ace. So I think they're going to remain. I guess I could see him, you know, maybe a week from now, but I don't think they're in any hurry to rush him back unless they know they're pretty confident that he's completely healthy.
Sure. Chris, I think the last time we talked to you, Carlos Santana was still the leadoff hitter for the Indians. Since that time, Jason Kipnis has gone into that position, and he's absolutely on fire right now. Had another home run last night. I think he's on an 8-game hitting streak. Obviously, he's comfortable in that leadoff spot.
No, yeah, I think that was Terry Francona's been lauded for his moves since he's been here, and I think that's another one of his great ones. You know, Kipnis was struggling, and he put him in that leadoff spot, something you really wouldn't expect someone to do with a guy who's struggling. And he obviously has responded, and it's a good thing. You know, Carlos Santana, he can hit anyone in the lineup, and it's great to have flexibility like that. And but that, what a huge thing for them. I mean, they needed Kipnis to get going after, you know, he started the season on the DL and real slow at the plate. They needed him to get going, and it certainly paid off with that move.
Speaking of guys who are red hot at the plate, boy, how about the month Yan Gomes is having right now? He is absolutely on fire. What's changed for him? Because in April, he had a tough time getting on base. He had a tough time knocking in runs. But what's changed for Gomes, and why has he been so successful this month?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I mean, there's really no rhyme or reason to it. Maybe he's. I think it all comes down to confidence, to tell you the truth. I mean, the guy has lacked confidence, and a lot of it has to do with the injuries. But the results just haven't been there. And you know, you get a few games. I mean, I can't imagine what it does for a confidence, especially for a guy who's had as extended slump at the plate as Yan Gomes has. And you know, you don't even need him to be a great hitter. Just, you know, pretty good hitter. He can't be a liability at the plate. That's really all you're really asking from him. And I think that this is a really good sign. If he stays healthy the rest of the year, I think he'll have a decent year.
We're talking with Chris Sossenheimer of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram about the Tribe. But boy, the guy that I think stands out right now, when you take a look at all the guys on the roster, the one guy I think we're always kind of going to be kind of curious about will be Bradley Zimmer. Of course, he was called up last week. He's looked pretty sharp. He's not in the lineup tonight. But what are your initial impressions of Bradley Zimmer and the time that he spent with the Tribe so far this season?
Well, I think he looks great defensively. And I think that, you know, him, Brantley, and Chisenhall out there, that's a pretty good defense. Defensive outfield, something they really haven't had all year long. And I think that if he can handle himself at the plate, where he's going to strike out a lot, but he's got to produce as well. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. If he shows that he can He can handle major league pitching on a consistent basis, and he doesn't have to hit 300, but, you know, not where he's a liability at the plate. I think he has a chance to take, you know, to grab hold of that center field spot and, you know, even keep it when Austin Jackson returns.
Well, Chris, we'll cut you loose on that. We appreciate the time as always. I understand you're heading down to the queue tonight, so hopefully you didn't run into too much traffic on the way down there. And are you reporting on that game tonight, or are you going as a fan tonight?
No, I'm reporting on it. We just actually arrived. We had a stretch of traffic, but we went on, took a little back way and got back on the highway, so we were fine. But we just got here.
All righty, Chris. We'll enjoy the game tonight, and we'll definitely have you on sometime next week to hopefully rehash a nice week of Tri victories.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Ostenheimer of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram.